Town Emergency Food Plan.
So it was Cyber Monday. Did you let your fingers do the walking? Were you logging in and ordering? Apparently a lot of people were, because websites were crashing. How does that happen? I guess that's what you want. You want a lot of people to be online and ordering your stuff. But that can be good news for some of these major companies. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast. You know how we roll here. Left, right, somewhere in between. I don't care what your stripes are. Give us a call. You can always be a part of the overnight highway, the conversation. We like to call it water cooler buzz at its best. And, boy, there's a lot of it. 800-259-5791. I'm going to say it again, since I have that little thing called dyslexia with numbers. 800, and I'm assuming some of you do too, 800-259-5791. You know what it's like? It's like when somebody asks you for a phone number, and because we all live on our phones now, you don't know anyone's number. You just hit it. You just touch the screen, and then you go to whoever it is you're going to in your contact list. So how, like, I challenge anyone to go through their contact list and name 15 people and their numbers off. I guarantee you cannot do it. I'll give you this. Maybe you know five. I think I know five. I've got my home number down. I'm one of those people that I do remember my cell phone number, because a lot of times people don't know that. I got my mother's number down. I've got the studio number down. And then I have one more number down, and I want to say that it's an old studio line that I used to use a couple of years ago, and it was easy to remember, so it just is in there. It's like back in the cavity of my brain somewhere. But I bet most of you don't know all the contact numbers in your phone. So you know how that is. You're out tootling along on a boat, or somehow you accidentally drop your phone in the toilet, and then that's it. You don't have any of the numbers. You're panicked. And who writes the numbers down? Anybody have a phone book anymore? Anybody have a hard cover phone book somewhere in a desk drawer that you keep and you actually write numbers down? Guarantee hardly any of you do that. So anyway, it was Cyber Monday. It means that there were a lot of people working, too, in the stores, a lot of seasonal workers handling the incoming barrage of online sales, and those that are physically in stores too. And a lot of them will end up keeping their jobs, because supposedly we're getting a little bounce back here. And I guess there was an amazing amount of Amazon shipments. Who says that Amazon's in trouble? So take a listen to Bert Wegner here. Here's what he had to say about it.
The boxes are telling me it's Cyber Monday, that's for sure. Not only the boxes, but the forklifts we can hear in the background. There's a lot of activity today. It's just huge for us. We definitely plan on keeping some of these seasonal workers on for full-time jobs after the holiday season.
All right, that's good news for people who are looking for gigs when we look at still the unemployment rate in some parts of the country. Hopefully some of those people are picking up some of those jobs. We'll talk more about Cyber Monday and what the numbers look like. And speaking of numbers and information, you know, it's all about WikiLeaks. Everybody is buzzing. When I say water cooler buzz, everybody is buzzing about WikiLeaks. I haven't found anyone who doesn't have some sort of an opinion on it, including, of course, our political leaders who are back in the belly of the beast in the nation's capital. Pete King, hardcore Republican from New York, had his say. He says that WikiLeaks should be classified as a terrorist organization after the latest row here of top secret information being released. And, of course, this time it was the State Department. As we said, it was a lot of memos that, if nothing else, were embarrassing for diplomats like King Abdullah, who, from Saudi Arabia, pretty much wanted the United States to attack Iran because he was concerned, no laughing matter here, he was concerned about the nuclear capabilities of that country and the nutball Ahmadinejad. And those memos were published on WikiLeaks. And certainly that was just one scenario. And I know we talked about it on a previous show, some of the other things that happened. But Pete King says, look, it's time that we talk tough here And it's time to do something about WikiLeaks. That, you know, we've got to look at this. This is espionage. This guy is violating the Espionage Act. I don't know. Would you go that far with what's happening on WikiLeaks? I mean, do you believe in freedom of the press, freedom of information? Look, the guy gets the documents, and somebody leaks in the documents. That's what this website is all about. It's the ultimate rubbernecker's dream when you want to look into, ooh, what's happening? What don't we know about the government? What are they saying? What are the classified documents? How do they read? What can we find out about what's happening in, like last time, Afghanistan, or what's happening in Iraq, or in this case, what's happening with the UN and spying on some of the members of the UN, and, you know, the list goes on and on. I mean, you get that. But fundamentally, does he have a right to put that out on the Internet? God forbid, because, you know, there's talk about controlling the Internet. Think about net neutrality and think about some of the conversations that we've gone very deep on here on America Tonight, and how scary it would be. I mean, the ultimate power, having control over the Internet, because that, talk about a highway and water cooler buzz, that's a free highway for the most part, right? And you don't want to see things clamped down there. I think ultimately what will happen is more information will be covered up. More information, there will be no leaks. There will be no access to it. There will be no uncovering it. There will be only a few eyes looking at what now more eyes are probably privy to and seeing in some of these offices, whether it's the State Department or whether it's the Pentagon or, you know, wherever it might be. But I guarantee they're going to limit some of that access. And so I think that's probably the scarier scenario. So I would say the problem with WikiLeaks is, what is it going to lead to? What kind of power is that going to give the Pentagon? What kind of power is that ultimately going to give to people at the State Department? And I'm going to say it's going to give them much more power, unfortunately. All right, coming up on this show, we're going to have a conversation. You know, we do that Nail the Score thing, and I'll remind everybody once again that we're going to do Nail the Score Thursday back to its regular time in the third hour. We're getting deep into the NFL here. I mean, can you believe we're already on week 13? Week 13. Where does the time go? And there's some surprise teams, and there's some teams that you cannot believe how poorly they're doing. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a guy who's written a book about the Dallas Cowboys, Jeff Sullivan, and the 50-year dynasty. I mean, this book is tremendous. It's not a cheap book. It's like $50, but this book is tremendous that he's put together for the Cowboys. I was thinking, what if you did this for other teams where you had former players writing things, you had postcards, you had all kinds of personal mementos in this book. But anyway, when he was putting the book together, I guarantee everybody was thinking about the Dallas Cowboys and what a great season they were going to have, because that's all everybody was talking about heading into the season, that there was so much talent on this team. And, hey, this is where the Super Bowl is going to be, and there's a great chance the Cowboys are actually going to be in the Super Bowl in their own hometown. Certainly that was not to be. Anyway, that conversation is coming up on the flip side, so hang with us, everybody.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice.
It's been a tough season for the Dallas Cowboys. As we've mentioned, just a handful of wins that almost knocked off the New Orleans Saints on Thanksgiving Day. And it's been a pretty good run for Jason Garrett, I would say. He has the title of interim coach. But what a history the Dallas Cowboys have had. I think that's why so many people that are Dallas Cowboy fans, and even some that weren't, that were trying to give him cred and looking at the team on paper and heading into the season, thought that the Cowboys would be in a much better position than they are. But when you go deep, like I said, 50 years of history, and you think of some of those Dallas Cowboy teams, love them or hate them, you cannot deny what this, you know, what this team has done. And the dynasty years especially were huge. When we had dynasties in football and there wasn't as much parity, absolutely, the Dallas Cowboys were one of those teams. I mentioned this, the fact that there's an incredible book out that if anybody in your world is a Cowboy fan, this is a must-have. I mean, no kidding. It's called America's Team, The Official History of the Dallas Cowboys. And joining us now is the man who put this together, Jeff Sullivan. Jeff, thanks for hopping on ATM. We appreciate it.
How are you?
I'm good. What? Tell me a little bit about you pulling this together. So you have this idea for the book, you know, 50 years, all that kind of stuff, and you really put some unique things in here, unique perspectives from different people around the team and people who have covered the team, really, like Pat Summerall, and who knows all about the Dallas Cowboys, of course, and being involved. How did you, when you put the broad strokes together, how did you pull it together?
I think heading in, we put together a basic plan. We wanted to do a very fair, we wanted to spend as much time on the 1960s as the 1990s, as we wanted a very balanced scope of the first 50 years. We wanted to do the official 50th anniversary team. We wanted to get as many people involved as possible. I think I ended up speaking to about 85 people. We did but a 20-page chapter on the cheerleaders. We just tried to put something in there for basically those fans that have been there for all 50 years and those fans who, you know, have just been around for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so you do 85 interviews, and you got some really gold. I mean, there's real gold in what you dug up there. But of the 85, who was your favorite to talk to? Who was the favorite person you sat down with of everyone?
A few people have asked me that, and it's difficult to probably pick one. I really enjoyed Eddie LeBaron, who was the first QB in team history. A lot of people think it's Don Meredith, but LeBaron and him were both there on that original 1960 team, and they kind of split things the first 4 or 5 years. I mean, I spent a good 3 or 4 hours with him. Jimmy Johnson was really just completely honest and really opened up about some things that, you know, I really don't think have been out there previously. Michael Irvin was pretty good. Barry Switzer. I really enjoyed speaking to him, and I thought came away with a little bit of a different perspective in terms of, I think, how a lot of the fan base thinks back to the Barry Switzer era.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I can remember I was doing a talk show in Dallas during the Switzer era, and, boy, the fans were never kind to Barry Switzer. A lot of people did not warm up to Switzer. And they forget, I mean, he still was a guy who, whether the team was already there and teed up for him, he was still a guy that the players, some of the players anyway, played for, and he was still a guy who won the Super Bowl. There's no doubt about it. Now, you talked to every living member of the Ring of Honor. So that means you really talked to a lot of legends with a lot of stories to tell. What are some of your favorite stories that you heard?
Well, I think one of the advantages, too, I mean, this was the official 50th anniversary of the team, so it was a little bit easier to get people on the phone. Roger Staubach was a fascinating interview. He's such a competitive person, and, you know, even now at 67, 68 years old, he still has that same passion. You can just see it, you know, when you talk to him. I was fascinated to hear both Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson speak about how the relationship fell apart. I mean, both of them were extremely honest about it. And maybe, you know, obviously it was 16, 17 years ago. It was a little bit easier for them to speak about that, but that was pretty fascinating because no team's ever won 3 straight Super Bowls in the history of the sport. Never, ever, ever. It's never been done. And they had won back-to-back, and you have this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and they never even had the chance to go for it because of the personal relationship between them. It had nothing to do with the football aspect, and that was pretty fascinating to explore.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of Jerry Jones, that had to be pretty interesting for you because he goes on and on, boy. It would probably be hard to transcribe what Jerry had to say to you because I like that about him, though. He loves to talk and he loves the media. So I'm sure you got some good stuff.
He wrote the foreword for the book, and I think it really shows a different, a much more humble side than I think anyone's ever seen of him previously. When we were working on the foreword and the rest of the book together, we spent 4 or 5 days together in late May of this past year, and he's a really fascinating person. He kind of has his own, I don't want to say own language, but he communicates in a little bit of a different way where you go back and you listen to the notes and you get a kind of, you know, but he really, he takes the time to kind of think what you ask him, you know, where a lot of people, they have in mind what they're going to tell you before you even ask them anything. And at least with Jerry, what I really appreciated was he pauses and he thinks and he wants to give you a very honest forthcoming answer.
Yeah, and it's interesting too. And you already mentioned this—the contrast with talking to of course Jimmy Johnson, who same thing. He never met a microphone. He didn't like either. But he also has a good. It's funny to say this, but he has a good wit about him. He has a good command of the English language, if you will, and he can turn a very funny phrase or two, and of course everybody knows the big one, how about them Cowboys? I mean, you still hear that today every once in
Absolutely.
A while. A sports talk show throws it in somewhere in America, not just in Dallas, Texas. But
absolutely.
Did you get a chance to go on his boat? I heard his boat is really fun.
I did not. I really wanted to, and we had it planned. That's what we were going to do, and the Survivor thing happened about a week before, so I got him on the phone. We spoke for about 2 hours because when the Survivor, the TV show Survivor, when they leave, I guess they only give about a week's notice. So
right.
He had no idea that they were actually leaving, and then it happened fast. But, I mean, I was looking forward to that immensely. I mean, we didn't have a huge travel budget, but that was the number one trip on there that I wanted to do. But unfortunately, the Survivor thing. I actually watched Survivor for the first time in my life just because he was on there. He's just one of those magnetic personalities that you could listen to him talk, you know, even if it had nothing to do with football.
Yeah, Boyd, no kidding. Well, I really enjoyed the book, and of course, we still have one left that we're going to give away, and that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's Terrific America's Team, the official history of the Dallas Cowboys. If you are a Cowboy fan, Boyd, pick this up. We appreciate it, Jeff. Good luck with the book, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. So, like I said, what's interesting, and you heard him mention there, is the stories behind the stories. It's the stuff that you don't always get. You know, you get the fluff, you get what everybody knows, and then maybe a line or two, perhaps, that you haven't heard before. And he talked to some good sportscaster-type people, too, and writers like Dan Jenkins and Vern Lundquist, who covered the Cowboys forever, and Pat Summerall. He spent some time with Pat Summerall, too, so that was pretty neat. Another plug here for Nail the Score. Don't forget, doing that football thing here on America Tonight, and we do it on Thursdays. You can be a part of that. It's in our third hour. All you have to do is call in and guess who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score will be. Odds and ends on the flip side.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WINDBLUEPower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Ends. If you work for the federal government, it's the Grinch who stole your raise. The president announced a 2-year pay freeze for federal workers. I don't know that this is necessarily a surprise. For goodness sake, look where we are when we're talking about the deficit and whatnot. But there are people who need the cost of living increase, and there are people who their pay grade isn't that high, so they're looking for that little tiny bump that they get every year in order to claw and scratch and survive and to pay all the taxes that they're going to get slammed with. So the deal is you've got about 2 million federal workers who will be part of the 2-year freeze, and this is all part of trying to do something about the deficit, obviously. And it shows that even the White House is concerned over the deficit, or at least the reaction, certainly, that it's been causing, like we always say on this show. You know, you take a stroll down that deficit clock in New York City, and no joke, it's broken, because you cannot really wrap your mind around just how big of a number that is. And let's face it, small businesses are in trouble, some of them, and a lot of people are tightening their belt these days, which is probably a good thing, because they've got to figure out a way to survive. So the proposal has to be approved, rubber-stamped, whatever, by Congress, and it wouldn't apply to the military, but it would affect everybody else down the line. It wouldn't affect, of course, members of Congress or their staffs. It wouldn't affect, if you're listening, defense contractors. It wouldn't affect postal workers or federal court judges or workers. But I think this was a way to maneuver to get in front of what the Republicans are talking about, their plans to slash federal pay and the workforce, too, next year. So this way, now we're in the lame duck session. You jump ahead in January and get right in the thick of it, and that was going to be one of the top priorities. So this comes in front of, if you're paying attention, as we set the table for you early in the week, this comes ahead of the curve for that big brouhaha. Well, probably not a brouhaha, but a mind meld. Let's call it a mind meld. That's a reference, right, to Star Trek. A mind meld at the White House with both Republicans and the Democrats. So if anything comes out of that. And this is just one proposal. And still, again, has to get the official approval. Because remember, people always somehow forget this. We got three branches of government, right? And the executive is just one of them. You still got to get the legislative branch to sign off on this stuff. You got to play with everybody in the schoolyard. And boy, it's been rough times in that schoolyard, hasn't it been? And lame duck. And is really anything? I'm keeping score here. Is anything going to really happen with this lame duck Congress? Maybe. Because this is one of the things. One of the things is the budget and looking at the budget and trying to figure that out. I always say it wouldn't be America tonight if we didn't have some kind of disaster somewhere in the world. What I like about the show is that for the most part, we are live, right? So Japan gets hit with an earthquake. Want to know how big that Richter scale thing and what it all means? 6.9. You know, when we talk about earthquakes, where are we usually talking about? We're usually talking about Japan or the Philippines. So it was off the southern coast, and it actually swayed. There were some buildings swaying, I guess the correct way to say that, in downtown Tokyo. So it was certainly felt by the people there. 6.9 is nothing to sneeze at. You know, it's like Californians. They're always talking about the big one. When is the big one going to happen? Whether you live in San Francisco or some of the outlying areas in the peninsula, or whether you live in Southern California, that is always at some point part of the cocktail conversation, believe it or not. The entire time I lived in California, at least once a month, I'll say once a month, somebody brought up the idea of, yeah, you know, just be ready in case something happens. I mean, maybe they didn't say it that way, but they'd say, do you have stuff in the back of your car? You know, you're not from here, and there's always a chance that down the fault line something could happen, and you sort of got to have a plan in the back of your head and to think of, you know, what you're going to do. And Japan, I can imagine that the people certainly know and live with that, the fear that, you know, hey, today could be that day. And when you're walking in a place like Tokyo and you look up and you see, whew, that swaying of the building. You ever see a building sway? It is a strange sight, let me tell you. And it's strange to be in a building where it actually you can feel that kind of sway. All right, this is Odds and Ends. So we, you know, by the name of the segment, we tell you about some odds and ends, things that are strange, things that don't have an end or whatnot. We told you about the 2-year freeze on the federal pay for some, and obviously this earthquake is another. The good news is there's no reports of any deaths or anything like that. At the top of the show, we told you that one of the congressmen, Pete King, is saying that there should be some repercussions for WikiLeaks and that there should be prosecution. There should be something that happens here because, I mean, this is like high crimes by all the secret sensitive documents that have been released by WikiLeaks. And, you know, there's not too many takers. I'm assuming that people are more interested in Cyber Monday and some other things versus WikiLeaks and ultimately whether or not he should be prosecuted, whether or not something should come of the things that are being released on his site. And the bigger problem is who let the flow of information out there in the first place? But then there comes, like I said earlier, the dangerous part of this conversation. If the flow is that great and things keep being released, whether it's the State Department or the Pentagon or who knows, the White House, wherever, whatever's next, you know, eventually what happens, this leads to, well, you know, we gotta close some of these avenues off. So we have to have fewer people who know XYZ. then you get to that whole power thing where, you know, absolute power corrupts. Not that we don't already have that, and we haven't seen that left and right, right? All right, here's the here's another good odds and ends for you, and it's not necessarily good. In fact, I know somebody who had to deal with this, but the Toyota folks are going to pay to fix about 650,000 Priuses for a coolant pump glitch, they say. That's what it is. That could cause the hybrid to overheat and actually lose power. That's nice. Driving down the road, you're in your Prius, you're feeling good about yourself, giving yourself that pat on the back, going green, doing my part, got my Prius, paid for my Prius. And then, lo and behold, whoops, something's wrong with that Prius. I got to take it back. Toyota has to hate this. I mean, they have to hate that they've had one problem after another problem after another problem. But you take a little survey of people who drive Toyotas, and it used to be you get a Toyota, at least the thought was, and you drive it into the ground. If you're going to hold your car for 10 years or more and not want to have a car payment, which a lot of people don't, even if they have the extra jack, they're not big into the whole car thing, then Toyota was the car to get if you took care of it. A lot of people swear by how long and how many miles and how long you could drive it and how many miles you could put on it. So Toyota with the Prius, like I said, here we go again, is they've got to figure out what, well, they had figured out what it was, the coolant pump, but they've got to repair people who are in the dire situation of maybe breaking down somewhere. Al is listening to us in Canada. Batter up. Hey, Al, what's going on?
Hi, King. Six more brave American soldiers were murdered in Afghanistan today, right?
I know, yes. We didn't even, you know what, I didn't even talk about that. Let me stop you there, because people listening might not know the story, but terrible thing when we talk about what's going on in Afghanistan and we talk about the troops there. And so that did make big news. And, yes, yeah, so six more dead that you can add to the list.
I can guarantee you, Kate, Margaret Thatcher or the great President Ronald Reagan wouldn't be fooling around in Afghanistan. We've been in Afghanistan longer than the Second World War and the First World War combined. Margaret Thatcher, how long did it take Margaret Thatcher to tune the stupid Argentinians in over, remember the Falkland Islands?
Yeah.
That took about 3 weeks, right? A month. And she completely crushed Argentina and got an unconditional surrender. We've been in Afghanistan for 10 bloody years now. I don't know when they're going to start fighting that war. But what I called about was WikiLeaks. I am really ticked off of you. Which is more dangerous? WikiLeaks, North Korea, or Justin Bieber? That's all I combine all.
What choices?
But anyways, you know, does WikiLeaks have anything to do with the Wiccan religion, like witchcraft?
No, totally
nothing.
Somebody
told me that it's related to Wiccan. Have you ever heard of the Wiccan religion?
Yes, we know all about it. My goodness, we've had plenty of discussions about that during
somebody
the whole Casino Donald thing.
The president, what's that Australian, Solange or Elange or... The guy that's the president of WikiLeaks from Australia. What the
Julian
hell?
Julian Assange. Yeah.
Somebody said that he's a witch. That he's a member of Wiccan
religion. Who's your somebody who said, you're getting some bum information. No, it has nothing to do with the Wiccan religion.
Okay,
no.
Okay, if WikiLeaks was doing to the Israel, the nation of Israel, what they're doing to the United States of America, how long do you think it would be before the Israeli Secret Service would take this guy out, this Australian guy out? You know, he would wind up with five or six extra belly buttons, wouldn't he? If he was doing to Israel what he was doing to the United States, the Israeli Secret Service would take him out in about less than a day, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I'll give you that there are a lot of people that suddenly he would find, a lot of governments wouldn't stand for that. They would take him out somehow. You're right. Mysteriously, though, not on the books. Let's put it that way, Al. All right, Al, thanks for the phone call. That wraps up odds and ends. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mailbag. We always invite you to send your thoughts to the show at americatonight.net.
Mm-hmm. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Next America Tonight, we're going to talk to a guy in Florida who's won the lottery. Not once, not twice, not three times, try seven times. Can you imagine winning the lottery seven times? And of course, when you win the lottery seven times, what do you do for an encore? You write a book about how you too can win the lottery. I think it's just like picking numbers out of the air. It's pure luck. Pure luck. Someone tried to tell me one time that there was a system to beating the odds at 21. And I did have a friend who, for a living, for 2 years, and no joke, he went, because he said he needed to get his head together. He was in very corporate America, so his way of dropping out was just going to Vegas and chilling. And every day he would go and he'd play 21. And as soon as he hit 500, doesn't matter if he thought he was on a hot roll or not, he'd get off. He'd be done. And he'd do it just Monday through Friday. And if he lost, if he started to lose and he dipped below a certain amount, same thing, he would get off the table. That was just how the rule went, and it seemed to work for him. He had a little system going. But I don't believe that there is a system you can teach someone that guarantees they're going to win. So this will be interesting to chat with a lottery winner, especially someone who's done it seven times. I mean, that's just crazy. And he's won well over $1 million. A lot of times when you think of lotteries and the lotteries that are played, whether it's Powerball or whether it's Mega Millions or whatever, you know, it's the somebody gets a couple of tickets a week or something, and a lot of times it's those quick pick things. But apparently a lot of people end up winning off of the scratchers. So there must be some secret in the scratchers and how if you go when the game first starts or whatever. I don't know. Since I'm not Miss Lottery, I can't tell anything about it, but I'm very curious about talking to him about what that's like. I always invite you to shoot me recipes, thoughts on what's happening in the world politically, business, entertainment-wise, or if it has to do with football or sports or whatever. It doesn't matter. Send me your thoughts to americatonight.net. And you know what? My mailbox is so jammed up every day. I am so proud of you because every day you have jammed up my mailbox so much that I have to go through and clean it out. You have forced me to clean it out. At this point, it's like at 80%, so it's got the red alert. So we are definitely, without further ado, going to go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, we do have mail. All right, this one is from Jeff McMahon. Jeff McMahon. I like when people put their whole name. It doesn't matter, but it's funny how people email. They either have a nickname or they have their full name across it. So Jeff McMahon says, "Hello, America Tonight. I have to say that at first I wasn't really crazy about the show, but boy, it didn't take me long to get hooked. I love it when you gig." He's listening to what I'm saying. "I love when you gig," he has that in parentheses, "Matt, and I like some of the regular callers. I promise in the next couple of weeks I will try to call into the show, and I really enjoy Nail the Score. You're knowledgeable about football, and it just seems like you kibitz back and forth with everyone, and they get what you're trying to do there with the Nail the Score thing. My question to you is, what do you and Matt do for fun? What do you do in your off time?" Ugh, what a question that is. All right, Matt, I'm gonna let you go first on that. What do you do in your off time?
Hang out with...
Sleep!
Sleep a bunch, and then on my off days, I hang out with the buddies and play a lot of, I say, intramural sports, I guess, which means something you can do with a beer in the hand, usually like softball or broomball, something like that, and watching a lot of sports. I'm big into sports.
Yeah, it's interesting. So Matt's doing that in Minneapolis. And I'm doing a little bit of some of the similar things. I'm watching sports. I watch sports. I play tennis. You know, I go through spurts like probably all of you where sometimes I have time, so I'm playing a bunch, and then sometimes it's like I'm not playing. I haven't played in a couple of weeks or whatever. And lately I've been doing this deal where I'm on a kick about bike riding. You know, like real bike riding, not just do-do-do, pedaling along, you know, hoofing it, really hoofing it. So probably a little bit of that. And, of course, you know, we're always doing stuff for the show. And sleeping. You have to get that sleep. Sleep is key. Or I'm traveling, like the show, for instance, right now, if you're listening to the show, we're broadcasting live from Davis Island in Tampa, Florida. In fact, while it was Cyber Monday for a lot of people, I was actually on a beach, Reddington, in Tampa, just outside of Tampa, great little beach, and spent the day, you know, hanging out, just catching some rays and having a chance to chill for 5 seconds in between everything, and came down for Thanksgiving to spend some time with my family, with my nephew and my brother and his wife, and she was on the beach with us, and it's funny because it was Cyber Monday, she was texting and she was ordering. She was ordering, so I'm assuming a lot of you were doing the same thing, and maybe you were at work ordering, or maybe you were doing the ordering someplace else. But anyway, thanks for that question. That was nice. All right, we have another one here from Joey. See, that's the thing with the one name. Joey. He does say, listening to you in Austin, Texas, I have to know, are you a Texas girl or are you from Jersey? Because I've been listening to you and I kind of get the sense that you didn't grow up in Texas, but that you're in Texas. Yeah, we always say this, that the network is in Minneapolis, but our satellite facility is in Dallas, Texas, and that's where I am. And I've lived off and on in Texas for the past decade. I used to work at a radio station that's pretty popular in Dallas, a sports radio station called The Ticket. And then I worked at the Rangers station, and that was KRLD, and then went to New York and then came back to Texas to Dallas. So the answer is I grew up in the East and I have lived in Texas off and on for a decade. How about that? How about these questions? We never get these personal questions, but whatever you want to ask, it's what I say, whatever it is. Okay, let's move to this one. This is good. This is from Izzy, and, you know, we love Izzy. She's hardcore. She's hardcore, and she's smart, and she's not shy about telling you her opinion, and we love it when she jumps on the air or when she shoots us an email. So Izzy sent me an email the other day, and it's funny because we've been talking about the WikiLeaks thing and the Internet and whatnot, and she says, net neutrality is about preventing anyone from regulating the Internet. Agreed. There are some cable and phone companies out there that want to decide which apps you should get on your phone, which Internet sites you should look at, and what online videos you can download. That's regulating the Internet. And that's what the FCC is trying to stop, she says, the official said. She's quoting that, and she said, she's sick of it. She's tired of, you know, that it's such a crock. She's tired of listening to all of this. And I agree. You know what? It's, you have to be vigilant. By the way, she says, welcome back and what a long weekend. She said, welcome back to Donovan too, Donovan, Matt, and myself. But it is something to pay attention to. That's why we've had so many guests on to talk about it, to talk about why it's significant to many of you listening to the show. You think of, you know, the Internet and the wild, wild west, because that's what the Internet is. It's the wild, wild west, to, you know, steal that phrase from a friend of mine who always refers to it as that. It's so true. And the fact that you've got the FCC and the fact that they're trying to jump into this and that they're trying to regulate Internet lines just before Christmas, it's ridiculous. And they might move ahead on net neutrality regulations, they're saying now, I mean, seriously, right before Christmas, 3 days before Christmas happens, they're going to push the December meeting by a week, so it'll fall on the 22nd of the month, and that's where they might move on this whole thing. So pay attention. We're going to have more guests on to talk about it, too, and to talk about what you can do. So once again, remember, you can always flip us an email, americatonight.net.
Worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.